Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there and welcome to Almost Friday. It's Friday Eve.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. I wasn't going to say Thursday, but since you did, I guess we can go there. Vin's having a Thursday already.
Busy week.
Yeah,
the whole week's been busy.
What the heck is happening with your setup there?
Don't ask me that.
Okay.
I'm not what ask I would you. Say to you is there have been no problems everything is A-okay.
Then that's what we'll go with. That's what we'll go with.
It's kind of damn
because
for.
You know what will happen.
I do. Well, you know.
You'll press me, I'll say, and then our boss will have us in the office saying, how could you say?
Why would you say that?
She waterboarded me.
I didn't
want to tell
the truth.
That's
the crazy thing is, like, somehow, without me being within 75 miles of you, I can make that happen. But I won't do it because you are actually right, and I hate meetings. So, good morning, everyone, and happy Friday.
What?
No.
No, I'm sorry. So close.
Thursday.
We had that all squared away before you got into my problems.
I'm off my game because of something.
Right.
That
no,
will
we're
be
good.
Talked
if,
about.
You know what? There was a little issue. It's corrected now, thankfully, because I was scrambling for the backup plan. Mm-hmm. And that actually worked too. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
A little test.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just, in general, it's been a busy, productive week. As you mentioned, Thursday, I feel gratified, actually. I got a lot done. I'm feeling to this morning. The puppy
Ripley
was up when I got up.
Oh.
In the crate next to our bed. Just making noise, not you know.
Not whining?
Not whining.
Well, that's nice.
But I thought, okay, this is where you have these, like, calls to make. Do I get the puppy, take her outside, let her go,
bring her back,
and hope that she'll go back to sleep so the missus won't wake up?
Right.
Or is that just the dumbest dream I've ever had in the history of all my dumb dreams?
Do I just leave the room and not walk back in there?
Right. Well, so anyway, I got the puppy up.
Oh, you did?
Well, she's sleeping in our room now. The puppy is.
You said that yesterday. The crate's in your room, yeah.
So I heard her. I got up. I took her to the bathroom. She peeped and pooped.
She peeped and pooped.
How I talk. I talk baby talk. This is so pathetic. I peeped and pooped her, and then...
That is a scientific terminology.
How did this happen to me? Anyway, and then I was successfully, as far as I know, I got her back into her crate without waking up the missus.
Well, I assume you put her in the crate and ran for the door, so, you know, as far as you're
concerned,
that is over.
Well, no, but I listened, and I didn't hear any yelping or I didn't hear any of that. So there's a chance it all worked out.
She seems like a great puppy.
She's awesome.
I don't know why anyone would have given her up.
Well, she's a puppy, though, so she's definitely gone in the house, which is, you know, hey, that's my carpet where I live here the whole time.
Yeah, and your poo stinks.
It's not anything I want anywhere near the carpet. Mm. At least hit the hardwood. I can clean that up. Come on.
We should get you on the Johnny Mosley podcast because he has a brand new puppy too, and he's got like everyone I talk to has a new puppy these days.
Oh, really? So well, you know what?
The two of you should just have a whole convo about puppies.
I'm going to tell you something. Do not tell my wife.
Okay.
Oh.
You got it.
I'm excited.
She goes,
Trina, turn off your radio right now.
Yeah,
Sandy,
Trina.
Don't tell Christina.
She goes, last night, she's talking about how, oh man, you know, my coworkers, I'd already been, you know, people talk. And she's like, we've already commiserated about how hard it is at home with the kids and the school and the, and now I got a puppy in the background also yelping. And I know they think I'm crazy and I'm all, are you? Because I then she's all, I told you why we got the puppy.
Like, because I needed joy.
Yes,
like,
that's
but
exactly.
But you're not having it. It seems like this isn't okay.
It's hard. It's harder. But she thinks that this is the joy that and look, but the puppies all love. It's
yeah.
super fun. It's right. there's a downside. It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. and those teeth are razor sharp. But beyond that, I guess my point in you mentioning Johnny is I think a lot of people have that feeling. We're stuck at home. We're what better time to potty
give,
train and
to give a puppy the attention it needs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a good time and it's fine.
No,
it's going to
cool.
be tough.
And
it's
they grow up
already
fast,
tough.
Honestly. I mean, you know, a year from now, you'll only look at the pictures of the baby thing as a puppy and it'll just be the dog that hangs at the house, you know?
Well, sure. But I will remember, you know, pacing in the yard at 8:30 at night when I'm like, I need to be in bed.
Yes.
This is stupid.
Bed is so important. It really is.
Yeah. But anyway, she's good, and I think I successfully got her in and out this morning, which is, that was the challenge of the day. Believe it or not, a bigger challenge than the other work challenge that came up early this morning.
Sure.
I was more worried about the puppy. Or
well,
the missus not getting sleep because she's pretty worked.
Well, you got a team here that has your back, so it's mm-hmm. you know it's
that is get, great.
You don't have
Can
you don't
come
have,
take care of my puppy.
No, no.
Okay.
We're your work team. We're not your decision backup.
Nicole,
team.
I'm going to be
we're
spinning your... by Manisha soon. How would you like a 2-year-old for a week?
I'll take that.
Oh,
she loves kids.
I do love kids, so.
You know
yeah.
what, Brent? Vinny, you might have it there. The two of you could drop off your little ones, and, you know, Nicole's got nothing to do all day.
You just got to come back for them, though.
We're here to help you with your work life, but make fun
yeah,
of your personal
I understand.
Life.
No, I'm hearing Nicole, and she's sort of like, yeah, mister. But anyway, I wouldn't do that to you, no. In fact, I really like that 2-year-old, too, so we're...
Right.
While I, you know, am probably more worked than I want to be, I'm mm-hmm. having also a lot of fun. My
well, it definitely
awesome.
seems like coming to the apartment every day, having a commute, putting on pants, like you're in a good mind space while you're there. There's nothing you can do about any of that stuff while you're at your workspace.
Right. And that's why I'm over here.
Yep. Well,
so I can work.
Lock my door.
And have Seriously. Pants on.
Yeah, go lock your door, Brent.
I can't go. I you know what? There were throughout my life I've often said, I think when I was probably in, I don't know, 3rd to maybe 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
I wore shorts every day.
Yeah. Yes.
Every day.
That's was
winter.
Your uniform.
My mom
right.
would be like, "It's freezing out." It's California.
Yeah,
I'm
it
fine.
Will be freezing
just
later. I'll be fine.
Just
right.
shorts. I'm going to wear my shorts. I'm fine. I'm not proud that I wore sweats for a whole year. I'm not happy about it. So
oh,
I'm
really?
Glad that I'm out. I put pants on. I'm doing some.
I feel like something. That was the one thing I came out on top on 2020. I'm like, you know, I barely got out of my PJs this whole year.
Yeah.
This has been pretty good.
I
would swap my slippers for my Crocs so I could go out back. And that was, I'm dressed. It's fantastic.
Your in and out shoes.
My in shoes are my slippers. These things mm-hmm. right here. So cozy. That's a cozy slipper right there.
Oh, that is a cozy.
It's so soft.
Matches your Santa suit.
Okay. Explain the size of that thing, please, because do you have a size 20? Are you Shaq?
I am Shaq. No, I think that there's so much padding in them. Like my hand basically goes to the end.
No, that's awkwardly huge. You're telling me your foot fits in that thing?
Yes, this is my...
Can you put your foot against it?
Does it have a size or is it like...
No, it's like a large or whatever.
Oh, okay. Hold
on. It's jolly... Oh, my God, look at that foot. Holy...
Look at that foot. Yeah, she has a big foot.
Are you recording,
Brit?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm recording, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, no, look, there's a hole in the bottom of it.
Oh, you know Nicole's loving this segment.
No, that's why do you think I looked away?
It's okay.
Oh, you don't just have a beginning of a hole. You're through.
Full on hole.
One. See if the other one has a big hole in it. Yup. Oh no. What's going to happen?
You got to order new ones or make them.
You didn't notice until you saw it in the camera, Sarah. It's no big deal. It's an indoor
slipper. Well, it is an indoor slipper, so it's not like I'm going out on the wet back. I mean, sometimes I do. I'm like, oh, my feet are so cozy. I'll just be on the deck. That's no good. I got to stop with that.
I do the same.
Well,
my indoor slippers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have slippers by every door? Do you have slippers for guests?
No, I don't. We typically take our shoes off.
Yeah.
Most of us do.
But then you get in your house shoes.
I do, yeah, but I don't have slippers for guests. Actually, there's like maybe a pair that people rotate between, but I don't have a lot of slippers.
Well, we have Crocs for guests, you know.
Oh, you mean for the outdoor? Yeah, well, there's a ton of slippers and Crocs out there.
I made them take their shoes off at the front door, so they, you know, if they want to go out back, they got to put some Crocs
on. Or they walk back to the front and grab their shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, every house has its systems, right, Ben?
Well, it's really nice of you to have a lot of Crocs at the door for people.
Try to consider my guests.
Is the floor of your backyard lined with rusty nails, or can I just go barefoot? Because I'm gonna.
You can go barefoot, but it's damp this time of year, Ben. So it's
All right.
Or if you have socks on, you don't want to get your socks all dirty walking around out in the world.
I won't walk in sock feet anyway, but I'm an ocean guy. Wet is good.
Wet's okay with you?
Right. Down there,
really
it's mossy.
Good.
It's a little mossy
down
on
there
bricks.
Too. I like that as well.
All right.
But we're not talking about that.
What are we talking
name?
About?
Giggity, giggity. What's his name?
Right. Quagmire.
Oh, what is the guy? Yeah,
Quagmire. We're not talking about that. We're not trying to go there right now.
My boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we're all up and running. And what'd you do yesterday besides babysit a puppy and two kids?
Well, actually, I should say this into a microphone. The weather for the next week from today is going to be perfect.
I'm so,
so
happy.
For me... It was too windy yesterday and it chewed up the surf, so that was unfortunate. But the weather itself, and by the way, because we have had so many power issues, the wind comes up and my whole neighborhood is like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
What? Are the turkeys going to take the lines down again?
Luckily, we haven't had that particular problem turn up so far.
Guys need to have a turkey
in this
shoot
wind
every
event
year.
We're having.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the weather's going to be perfect, and then we've got rain in the forecast, not tomorrow, Friday, but next Friday.
Oh, really? A week out?
Yeah.
Oh,
so a week out, but enjoy this perfect weather. It's going to be perfect.
It has been such a beautiful week. It's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We tried to get our faucet back online yesterday.
Oh, you guys are still on that saga, huh?
Wow, that's weird.
The main faucet works, but there's something
you
about
have
the...
A home team known as Dick and Chumley.
I know.
Still fighting the faucet.
Chumley's trying to do this by himself. The problem is that the coupling that comes with the new filter is a totally different size. So he's trying. So we went to Goodman's.
What's Chumley have against Dick?
What's that?
What's Chumley got against Dick?
Nothing. You know, Dick has other things to do. He's loading. He's dropping off materials here for this gate we're building.
Got it.
He can't. He's not staying and doing stuff. And because... He has other things to do.
You'd think Dick want to be included, but
personally, I would love to call Dick and just be like, "Can you please come and help Chumley?" Because honestly, it's been 2 days and the kids still don't know where to get their water from. So we need to.
My kids are so thirsty.
Our kids are they're dry. They're like
dehydrated.
They're parched. They're like autumn leaves right now. They've
formed a line outside the kitchen and they've been sleeping there.
They're camped out waiting for the filtered water to be working again.
Oh, that is, there's people in Dallas going, "No, that's real. We don't have water." Yep. We're in Texas. We got no water.
You're making a ha-ha funny. Meanwhile, we actually have no water to drink.
Right.
So
sorry, Texas.
Yeah, Texas. That's it's. So anyway, our dumb problem is that this coupling doesn't fit. So this new Mondo filter system that he's got going in there isn't. I mean, how many times can you go to the hardware store before you're just convinced that they just don't have what you need? We go there. He's like, I think I got it. I think I can make this work. We get home. Absolutely not. We got to go back. So it was, I only went one time because I was like, how many times can I walk around the garden center? You know, I've seen all the plants.
Well, I thought you loved that, but.
I do, but I don't want to go twice in one day.
I usually go straight to the box everything came in for the 800 helpline number, and I get on the phone and I say, you make this work.
Yeah.
I am home. I'm here. You tell me how to make this work right now.
Yeah,
you send me the product or you send me help.
I don't. I'm not in charge of the phone. I can't make the call and hand it to him and go, here's someone who will help you on here. He's got to do it himself. It's not. You know,
he'll figure it out,
and he will figure it out.
If you
he will figure it out. He doesn't. I don't need to be the one telling him
right
what to do. That's just Chumley. Right. So we, you know, got that done, and this week has been really good because I finished my taxes. I mean,
oh my God, get the heck out of here!
Well, I finished them in that. Everything that I needed to gather, prepare, and fill out, because I have a workbook that I have to fill out every year.
I haven't even done that yet. Oh.
I got it all together. And now it's in the package, and I'm going to put it in the Dropbox, I think, today. So
can
I'm
you
really...
do mine, too?
Mm-mm, no, I can't.
Oh, please?
There's no, absolutely not. It's not happening. I did mine. I dread them all year. They're off my plate, and I'm certainly not taking yours on.
Nicole?
No, don't say no, Nicole.
You know what's funny is I'm at a point right now at home where my oldest, who's 7, is capable of a couple things. And so I've been trying to figure out, well, I don't think the taxes are going to work. But the kitty litter box, I'm now relieved of that. So, you know, I had to figure out what the going rate was going to be. So I told her, for $1 a day.
$1 a day.
And she was like, Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do that. And I went, oh, well, there's the going rate.
Jeez, you
maybe I over
quarter. Yeah,
I should have started. Yeah,
$1.75 a week.
I'm at $7 a week at this point. But I'm gonna start. I'm looking around the house for other things I can let go because I got a lot of crap I got to do each day.
Now here's the thing though with kids. They forget that they have anything to do. They're busy.
No,
being...
I actually fully understand that. And
are you giving her little reminders? Because nagging, it's a thing. You're really just asking them to do the thing that they promised they would do, but it sounded like nagging to them.
I understand. I'm actually checking each day because, you know, it's a dollar.
Mm. Bucks a buck, man.
Gotta get
right.
Your money's worth.
Exactly right. I'm not giving her money for work she didn't do is my point. So, yes,
right.
I'm checking daily at this point, and I have had to remind her. How's Leo's poop basket going? I was just about to go do that.
Yeah.
I was headed that way now. Oh, okay.
Great.
Got it.
Yeah. You should say, does she have a little phone? You should set her a little alarm every day on her phone.
No.
Set the alarm
your
on Alexa.
Your kids had phones at 7?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't
no,
even. Listen, when my kids were 7, there was no such thing as cool phones. They were just regular old phones. You know?
I didn't get a phone until I was 12.
A phone when you were 12?
Yeah, it's
yeah
I
that's
had to walk
you
home.
Need that, right?
Yeah.
The kids these days, they need them. All the other kids have them, and then they're like alone on an island and they can't text their friends. When when my kids were in third grade, they got phones, which I think is like 8 or 9.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
Third grade?
Because they had to, because they walked to school and because we would set up a place to meet them. But they had those phones. They were flip phones and they only had, I think they had 3 numbers, mine, dad's, and
programmed.
And like an emergency number. They were called dolphins or something.
I heard of fireflies.
Firefly.
Yes.
I think they were that.
Yeah.
Oh,
they only had
dolphins. Fireflies are close. I see your.
Something. Some kind of wonderful animal, you know.
Right.
Something. And then when they got to middle school, I let them have a phone, a real, because by then there were iPhones.
Oh, no, I had a flip phone. But I couldn't do much with it.
Well, you're older than my kids, so you were probably in high school when those phones came out, like the smartphones.
Yeah.
You know how there are repeat conversations in any, on this show or in any household?
Course, right.
Or one of the things that I hear all the time from the misses, and Bryn's going to be, I bet you anything Bryn's right there, because they apparently should be together. They're exactly the same people. She's like, you didn't have a beeper? I'm like, no, I didn't have. Why would I have a? I'm not a drug dealer. Why would
or
I have
doctor.
A beeper?
I don't have a pager or a beeper.
And apparently, it was like there was a language you could send each other on those things.
Yeah.
A full other coded. And I have zero knowledge of this.
My sister and cousin, who are Bryn's age, also had those too. And I thought they were so weird.
Yeah. Bryn?
Well, at the time, it seemed cool. Like, sometimes people had a beeper. I'm like, boy, should I get a beeper, you know?
Yeah, this is before text ever existed, so it was super cool to send
it. Was the original text, right?
Paragraph. But sometimes, you have a limited amount of characters, so you send, four words, and then there's another six words. But you can decode it pretty quickly after you learn,
You learn the language, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, I wasn't hip to any of that. My first phone happened in San Francisco on this show. It wasn't even mine. It was the station's phone that was my first phone.
You didn't have a cell phone before that?
No, I got one after that, but no, I didn't. I never had a I never even had a computer. What are you talking about?
No, I got a cell phone in 94, maybe.
Oh, no.
When I lived in St. Louis.
That was when I was born.
Right? Oh, you were born in 94. Oh, my God.
You're
I was already
grounded.
2 years into my job in St. Louis.
I didn't know cell phones were around back then.
Did you hear her?
No, they. You know what though, Nicole? They were the size of a. It was. I kid you not. It was this big, like the size of a brick. It didn't weigh as much as a brick, but it was huge, and it had this. You had to pull down the mouthpiece, and then you had to open up the top of it for your ear, and then you had to pull out an antenna.
That sounds like too much work.
You're like this, and I just left it in the car all the time because I'm like, I'm not carrying that thing around. I don't know, what am I going to sling a sack over my back for my cell phone? But you'd keep it charged. You'd have like a Curly Q charger and have it in your car.
Jesus.
And I'm like, it's so cool. I can talk on the phone in the car. It's fantastic. So I would I'd call home every day. Hey, I'm on my way home. Okay. See you when you get here. All right. It looked like that. Actually, it had one more flap because you had to open up the top of it.
Oh.
Oh my.
Yeah. Freaking huge ass thing.
Too much work.
Yeah. Well, look, it was so modern. Convenience at the time, so
right.
Oh God, I honestly at 5:59 I thought just a couple more minutes, just quick little wrap up, and now 10 minutes have gone by. KLLC KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.